Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. How I Trade and Invest in Stocks and Bonds by Richard D. Wyckoff presents a practical, market-grounded approach to speculation and longer-term investing. Wyckoff is widely recognized as a pioneer of technical analysis and tape reading, and this book reflects his focus on understanding how markets move through recognizable phases driven by supply and demand. Instead of treating prices as random, Wyckoff frames market action as something that can be studied, planned for, and managed with rules. Readers are introduced to the mindset of a professional operator: careful preparation, disciplined execution, and constant evaluation of results. The book also connects trading decisions to broader market context, encouraging readers to pay attention to trend, volume, and the character of price swings rather than relying on tips or predictions. While the language reflects its era, the underlying lessons about risk control, campaign planning, and interpreting market behavior remain relevant for modern stock and bond traders seeking a structured method. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reading the market through price, volume, and behavior, a central theme is learning to interpret the market by observing what it does, not what people say about it. Wyckoff emphasizes the relationship between price movement and activity, encouraging readers to study how advances and declines unfold, where progress slows, and when effort increases without corresponding result. This observation-driven approach aims to help traders identify when demand is in control, when supply is dominant, and when a change in character hints that a prior trend is weakening. Rather than focusing on single indicators, the method leans on context, comparing current swings to earlier swings, judging whether rallies are healthy or labored, and noticing whether pullbacks are shallow and brief or deep and persistent. The goal is to develop a working feel for market action that can be applied across instruments. For stocks, this may mean tracking leadership, relative strength, and how price reacts near prior turning points. For bonds, it can mean observing how rate expectations and risk sentiment show up in trend and volatility. The reader is guided toward building skill through repeated chart study, journaling decisions, and reviewing outcomes so that interpretation becomes a repeatable process rather than a one-time insight. Secondly, identifying accumulation, distribution, and the big swing, Wyckoff is known for describing how markets often rotate through phases where larger interests accumulate positions, mark prices up, distribute holdings, and then allow markdowns to occur. This topic focuses on recognizing those phases and using them to align with the larger swing rather than fighting it. In accumulation, the market may stop declining and begin to show signs of support, with declines meeting buying and rallies becoming more capable. In distribution, the opposite tends to appear. Advances struggle to make progress, volatility may increase, and reactions become sharper as supply emerges. Wyckoff encourages traders to look for structural clues, such as ranges that persist after a sustained move, false breakouts, and changes in the quality of rallies and declines. The concept is not about predicting an exact top or bottom, but about improving odds by acting when the balance of evidence suggests a transition. For investors, this framework can support better timing of entries and exits, avoiding the common trap of buying late in advance or holding through a deterioration in condition. For traders, it provides a basis for campaign planning, including where to add, where to reduce, and how to recognize when the market is no longer behaving in line with the original thesis. Thirdly, planning a trade campaign with entries, adds, and exits. The book encourages thinking in terms of a campaign rather than isolated trades. A campaign starts with preparation, selecting candidates, defining the market environment, and identifying the logical point where risk is smallest relative to potential reward. Wyckoff-style planning then considers how to build a position as the market confirms the idea, instead of committing everything at once. This can include scaling in as the trend proves itself, pyramiding cautiously when conditions remain favorable, and reducing exposure when the market shows warning signs. Equally important is the exit plan. Instead of hoping a position will work out, the reader is pushed toward defining where the idea is wrong and acting promptly when that level is reached. Profit-taking is framed as a decision based on behavior, such as climax action, loss of momentum, or evidence that the market is meeting substantial opposing pressure. This approach applies to both speculative trading and investment holdings. For bonds, campaign thinking can mean aligning with a rate cycle and managing exposure as conditions shift. For stocks, it can mean staying with leadership during a healthy trend while remaining prepared to step aside when distribution or deterioration appears. The practical value is a structured process that reduces emotional decisions. Fourthly, risk control, position sizing, and preserving capital. Risk management is treated as the foundation that allows a trader or investor to stay in the game long enough to benefit from skill. Wyckoff stresses that even good analysis can be wrong, so capital preservation must be built into every decision. This includes limiting the amount risked on a single idea, placing protective exits where the market behavior invalidates the premise, and avoiding overtrading driven by excitement or fear. Position sizing is presented as a way to connect conviction with accountability. The larger the position, the more evidence should exist and the more carefully risk should be defined. The method encourages readers to think in terms of potential loss first and to accept small losses as a normal operating cost rather than a personal failure. It also warns against averaging down in a losing position without clear proof that conditions have changed. For longer-term investors, the same principles show up as diversification, avoiding excessive leverage, and respecting major trend shifts. For bondholders, it highlights that safety depends on understanding duration risk and market conditions, not just the label of fixed income. Overall, the message is that consistent results come from controlling what can be controlled: exposure, downside, and discipline. Lastly, building skill through routines, records, and independent thinking. Another important topic is the professional habit set that turns market participation into a craft. Wyckoff advocates for independence from rumors and crowd excitement, arguing that many losses come from acting on tips, headlines, or social pressure. Instead, readers are encouraged to create routines that support clear thinking, regular market study, focused review of key instruments, and systematic observation of how price responds at important levels. Record keeping is emphasized as a tool for improvement. By documenting the reasons for entries and exits, the state of the broader market, and the emotional context, a trader can later evaluate whether decisions followed a sound plan or were driven by impulse. This feedback loop helps refine pattern recognition and strengthens discipline. The book also implicitly promotes patience, waiting for conditions that offer an advantage instead of forcing activity. Over time, the combination of preparation, observation, and review helps develop confidence that is based on evidence, not on bravado. For modern readers, this translates well into maintaining a trading journal, using watch lists, and conducting post-trade analysis. The lasting value is a mindset that treats markets as a domain where steady practice and objective evaluation can produce durable competence. In conclusion, this book best serves readers who want a principled framework for trading and investing rather than a collection of hot strategies. Active traders will benefit from the emphasis on reading market behavior, planning campaigns, and managing risk with clear invalidation points. Longer-term investors can use the same ideas to improve timing, avoid late-stage enthusiasm, and recognize when a holding environment is changing. The most direct life benefit is psychological, as much as financial. Wyckoff pushes you toward discipline, patience, and self-accountability, which reduces impulsive decisions and helps protect capital during inevitable losing periods. Compared with many modern trading books that lean heavily on indicators, backtests, or rigid setups, this work stands out for teaching a way of thinking grounded in supply and demand and in the character of price movement. It also argues for independence from tips and emotional crowds, a message that remains essential in today's headline-driven markets. If you are willing to study charts, keep records, and practice consistent execution, the book offers durable principles that can complement both technical and fundamental approaches, making it a worthwhile purchase for readers seeking lasting market craft. If you would like to support Richard D. Wyckoff, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.